is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. Monarch butterflies are in their long migration from the northern U.S. to Mexico for the winter. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
The journey takes about 2.5 months, with the arrival of the monarchs coinciding with a significant cultural holiday in Mexico known as Dia de los Muertos that honors past loved ones. Entomology professor Karen Oberhauser with the University of Wisconsin-Madison says the celebration likely predates awareness of monarch migration, but the serendipitous timing creates a meaningful connection.
Out of this chrysalis that looks kind of dead, this beautiful butterfly breaks free of the bonds of the earth and flies. So you can see why a lot of cultures see this as synonymous with rebirth, this whole process of metamorphosis.
Oberhauser says monarchs fly during the day and roost at night. The migration is tracked through citizen sightings, with roosts sometimes containing hundreds or thousands of butterflies. People can aid monarchs' migration by creating habitats of milkweed and nectar sources where the butterflies can stop along the way. Only those known as super-generation monarchs, which live significantly longer than non-migrating monarchs, make the thousands-mile journey to the mountains of Mexico. Oberhauser says they weigh about the same as a paperclip, so mortality is to be expected. She explains exact figures of migration survival are difficult to measure. Oberhauser notes monarchs primarily use day length rather than temperature as migration cues, though climate change can affect migration conditions, with hot and dry temperatures being particularly detrimental. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers battle the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the best of 5 series between the Brewers and Cubs. Quinn Priester, who turned 25 last month, making his first start in the postseason against the team he grew up watching, the Cubs. Priester, from the north suburbs of Chicago, was in the stands during the 2016 World Series at Wrigley Field. I asked him, what's it like throwing that first pitch in a game?
Some games, like, you throw that first pitch and you're like, yep, we're locked in. And then some games you throw the first pitch and it's a little arm side, or you pull it or whatever and you take a deep breath and just get right back after it.
NBA, the Bucks are back in Milwaukee. They host the Detroit Pistons in a preseason game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The team looking aggressive so far in practice.
No, it's part of, you know, guys are fighting for their lives. And then the guys who aren't are fighting for their minutes, which is their lives. You know, so it's a good thing.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend.
And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
This is the Tom Hartman
Program.
Hey, top
of the Wednesday
to
you. A lot going on in the world. By the way, my book signing for The Last American President, the Chicago event is sold out. The L.A. event will be on October 18th on No King's Day. It's going to be in concert with that. You can get information from our Los Angeles affiliate, kpfk.org, their website. And I'll be in San Diego on the 17th. That also is being done by KNSJ, our San Diego affiliate. The website there is news.knsj.org. That'll be on the 17th. You have to sign up, you know, with the stations for all of these things. So, reporting live from our studio bunker in war-torn Portland, Congressman Adam Smith will be with us in just 1 minute for a national town hall meeting, the full hour, taking your calls. 202-808-9925 is the number. In the second hour of our program, my colleague and friend Dean Obidala here on SiriusXM's Progress Channel, which we're live on right at the moment, just reminded us that Pam Bondi is part of the Epstein cover-up. He's got some thoughts on yesterday's performance. Also, one battle after another. What happens when art refuses to kneel? We'll be talking about that. Also, yesterday's hearing with Pam Bondi, and she was acting like an angry criminal defendant. This is weird. We'll get into that in some depth in the second hour. Also, Texas cops used 83,000 license plate reader cameras across the nation to track an abortion patient on her abuser's tip. But wait, it turns out there's more. It turns out the cop was also an abuser. Yesterday I told you how one state is trying to pass a law to give women who get an abortion the death sentence. Now we find out about this. Also, as Trump floats the Insurrection Act here in Portland, the biggest threat now is a dance party. Yes, furries dancing in front of the ICE building. That's what we've got. And they've now scheduled the naked bike ride here in Portland. Which is going to be next weekend, or this coming weekend. Stay tuned. We have video in the third hour of our program today. But to start, Congressman Adam Smith, the senior Democrat, the head Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee, represents the 9th District of Washington State. AdamSmith.house.gov, the website, also his Blue Sky handle, is with us for the entire hour, taking your calls in a national progressive town hall meeting. Congressman Smith, welcome to the program. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate the chance. Good to see you.
Yeah, it's great to see you. Before we start, you know, taking calls and all that sort of thing, I'm just, you know, wondering what's on your mind today.
Well, the biggest thing on my mind is, you know, how do we stop the Trump presidency? I mean, that's the focus. How do we prevent the worst that he is doing and put ourselves in the best possible position to win the elections in 26 and 28? And I think the current fight over Trump's budget and the shutdown fight is a really good focus on what Trump's priorities are versus what the priorities should be. You know, certainly focusing on health care is one big piece of it, but it's so much more than that. It's this presidency that has violated the law, the Constitution repeatedly, and Congress standing up for its basic principle that there ought to be a legislative branch. I mean, he's violated the law on tariffs, firing hundreds of thousands of federal employees, on freezing various different programs. I think this fight is really important, to draw, a very, very stark contrast and remind people of just how abnormal the Trump presidency is, and really to begin to win that fight. To begin to show people that we have a reasonable alternative to what Trump is doing, and that what he is doing is incredibly dangerous and bad for this country.
Governor Pritzker on Monday on Rachel Maddow's program said that he believed that the end game here, the real goal of Trump and Stephen Miller and J.D. Vance and Kristi Noem, was to make it okay to militarize our cities, to get us used to having troops in the streets, so that when November of next year comes along, they can use those troops to intimidate people or to shut down voting places or to prevent ballots from being counted, to do the kind of things that apparently he actually tried to do in the fall of 2020 when it was looking like he was losing the election. Do you think there will be an election in 2026? And what are your concerns about that? And let me toss in, Greg Palast, the BBC reporter, was reporting last week on this program that there's a massive purge of voters going on in Virginia right now in preparation for this year's election.
No, I think there will be an election. The risk is, will it be a fair election? And yes, I think there's absolutely the risk of what Governor Pritzker described. Look, back in 2020, when I was chair of the House Armed Services Committee, I was in constant contact with the Department of Defense, then Secretary Esper, and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley, because in the lead up to 2020, I wanted to make sure that Trump didn't attempt to use the Department of Defense to steal the election. Bottom line. That was a concern. Fortunately, the people at the Pentagon were with me on that. They wanted to uphold the Constitution and make sure that that didn't happen. And now, as we head towards 26, Trump is absolutely going to try to, use whatever forces he can to subvert the election. So, we need to be ready for that. And we need to try and make sure that the election doesn't just happen, but it's free and fair. And the other point of this, beyond the military piece, is every congressional election cycle, there are close elections. Democrats lost an election seat in Iowa, I think it was in 2020, by 6 votes. All right. So there's a lot of them that come down to less than 1 percentage point. Well, in the states where Republicans have control, they're absolutely going to try to not certify those elections. So there's going to need to be a legal strategy, a public messaging strategy to fight back against all the things that you're describing. I mean, Trump and the Republicans will absolutely attempt to cheat in the 2026 election. And we got to shine a light on that and fight back.
Sounds like a plan. So shall we pick up some calls?
Sure.
Okay, let's do it. Tom in Media, Pennsylvania, you are on the air with Congressman Adam Smith.
The phone, because I know that you are important on this big foreign aid committee, a bipartisan foreign aid committee.
And I'm the co-chair of the Caucus for Effective Foreign Assistance.
Yes, and I am a very, very big proponent of foreign aid, provided it provides economic and strategic benefit for us. Right now, I mean, we're spending a lot of money on PEPFAR for AIDS, anti-AIDS in Africa. I think that's very important. But Africa absolutely has to have our assistance there. There are going to be countries that are just going to drown in AIDS. However, we also need the rare earth minerals and other things that they have. Don't you think that it would be really good to be much more transactional and do like China does? Condition this important aid on things that we need that would not only benefit us greatly in terms of minerals in concrete agreements, but also strengthen the political support for these foreign aid things, which are also in jeopardy. Don't you think we need to be more transactional?
Look, I think it's perfectly okay for us to try to negotiate with countries in Africa to get deals for those rare earth minerals that are so important. Certainly. No, I don't want to do the China model, which is to come in and simply exploit people and not provide actual assistance to them, number one. Number two, I think part of how you get to being able to develop those relationships is to have a partnership. And when Trump, you know, basically ended countless foreign aid programs, food assistance programs, healthcare assistance programs, illegally, by the way, because Congress had approved those, I think it had a devastating impact on our credibility in Africa. If we enter into a partnership with them to provide food assistance, healthcare assistance, and then just pull out of it, I think that's going to undermine any ability for them to want to enter any kind of contract with us. So I hesitate to embrace the idea that we need to be purely transactional. Part of what gives America influence in the world is the notion that we care about what happens in the rest of the world. You know, after World War II, we had the Marshall Plan. We built Europe. We helped rebuild Japan. You know, we have had robust foreign aid programs to try to help countries. You mentioned the PEPFAR program. That was not transactional. I think it built a ton of goodwill in Africa by working with them. So mostly what I want to see now is us turn back on those foreign aid and foreign assistance programs. And yes, we can cut legitimate business deals with countries in Africa to access rare earth metals. I think those two things can go together, but I wouldn't threaten to pull one without the other. That would not be my approach.
Congressman Adam Smith is with us, a Democrat representing Washington's 9th District, for the hour taking your calls, adamsmith.house.gov, both his website and his Blue Sky handle. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stick around. We're taking calls with Congressman Adam Smith, a National Progressive Town Hall meeting with Congressman Smith. Stick around.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you've been to a Wisconsin sports event, especially a football game, you've heard his voice.
First and 10, Wisconsin.
That's Badger Public Address announcer Mike Mankey. Join us Friday afternoon at 2:30 as we catch up with the Badger legend during UW Homecoming Week. How does he come up with those iconic calls?
Run, Dane!
And what are his best Badger moments? Join us for a conversation with Mike Mankey Friday at 2:30 on the Todd Allball Show.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder.
It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up looking years younger. Or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's GETNATIVE PATH.com/Hartman, HARTMANN. GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Congressman Adam Smith with us, taking your calls for the hour. Congressman, I'm sorry to have jumped in during the last break. We were rejoining our commercial stations, and then I had to do a live read on the commercial side, so there was a promo on the nonprofit side, which is what you're hearing.
No problem. It's a very complicated question that the caller asked. It's really important. The bottom line is what I was getting to at the end, is this is the one part of Trump's plan that absolutely requires Democratic votes, which is why we should say, we're not going to vote for your budget and the way you're running the government. You have to give us something. You have to deal with the problem on health care. I'd also like to see laws passed that rein in Trump's ability to simply violate the law in the way that he has on spending priorities. He's been doing these rescissions whereby even after Congress passes spending, he decides what he's going to spend money on or not. We need to change that. That's why this fight over the budget and the shutdown is so important. It's our opportunity to really draw a contrast between what Trump is trying to do and what we should be doing for this country.
Amen. Ed, in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Adam Smith.
Well, first of all, Congressman, thank you for doing this. My question kind of goes to what you guys were talking to at the beginning of the show, Governor Pritzker, and messaging. It seems to me that Governor Pritzker is almost out there on an island when it comes to warning people about Trump using, the troops to mess with the midterms. And I don't understand why the entire Democratic Party, and the Senate and House, why everybody isn't pounding the table, so to speak, about what Trump's plans are, that his plans are obviously to use the troops to mess with the upcoming midterms. I mean, we're well down the path of this now, and
let's get his answer here, Ed. We got it.
Look, there's a whole bunch of different things about that. First of all, it's not just Pritzker. Gavin Newsom's talked about it. I've talked about it. A lot of different people have talked about it. But the other thing that I want Democrats to appreciate, we are all very concerned about Trump, and we all have firm opinions about the best way to go after him. I think there's a lot of different ways to go after him. I think certainly, expressing the concerns that Governor Pritzker has expressed. But if there are other members who want to focus on health care, who want to focus on the threat from health care, I think that's a fine thing to talk about. You want to focus on the threats to food security programs from the cuts in SNAP. You want to focus on the tariffs, which are being just driving up prices. You want to focus on his energy policy, where he's cutting programs, green energy programs, or sorry, green energy construction plans, many of which are well down the road, driving up the cost of energy and reducing the energy that we so desperately need in this country. I don't want Democrats to fall into a trap that I see us fall into. And that's where, no, this is what we should be talking about. And since they're not talking about that, it means they don't know what's going on. No. It's a lot of different issues, a lot of different ways to come at this. And we should come at it in a variety of different directions because the people have different opinions. Yeah, there are some people in this country who are really, really worried about what you just said, troops, you know, being used to overturn elections. There's a whole bunch of other people who are like, yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. So we can talk about the issues that appeal to a broader group of people. So, yeah, I think we should certainly raise that alarm. But don't be so concerned if you see another member of Congress or political leader or governor out there talking about the cuts to Medicaid have just shut down 5 rural hospitals in my state and 5 community health care clinics. That, too, I think is an effective way to build support for an alternative to what Trump is doing right now.
Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico, listening on KTRC. Brian, we just have a minute and a half to a hard break here at the bottom of the hour. So a quick question, please.
I'm trying to be pleasure to speak with you. Team Democrat has many fundamental problems, just like a football team. And to improve things, you need to get back to fundamentals and what you're not doing right. And all we hear is how horrible Trump is. But I don't hear any realistic, workable plans for, say, affordable housing, how Americans are going to afford their health care. What we are going to do with this huge immigration mess that's went on for decades, the Democrats ignored, and Trump is now exploiting.
I know we're up against a hard stop here, and I want to say that I completely agree with you. We have to present a reasonable alternative, and we have to acknowledge the things that we have not done well. We did not secure the border. We did not have a solid immigration plan. There's no question about that. We need to tell people what that plan is. Second of all, I think we do have a plan on the economy. We are concerned about economic inequality. We want to improve those programs. And I was one of Tom's comments in the break here about how we need to get more revenue and fund these programs. But also Democrats need to run their governments better. I'm from the Seattle-King County area. We have not run our governments efficiently and effectively. We've been too focused on identity politics and ideology and not enough focused on delivering results for people, on housing, on crime, on homelessness, on drug abuse. We absolutely have to tell people what we're going to do differently and what we're going to do better. And we can't alienate every single Trump voter. We can't say that every single Trump voter is a racist and a bigot. No, they had legitimate concerns about what they saw from Democrats. We have to address those legitimate concerns to present a reasonable alternative. We have to do both. Yes, be critical of what Trump is doing. It's problematic for reasons I said, but then be honest with the American people. Don't dismiss them as racists and bigots and horrible people because they voted for Trump.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Congressman Adam Smith is with us for the hour, taking your calls. We'll be back in about 5 minutes here after this break at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of ZYPPA, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes, and then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that It's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So Zipa, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that Zipa is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat, where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way. It won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's zipa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to Zipa.com and use that code PINK today, or text PINK to 511-511.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. The contested case hearing over Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline has concluded in Madison, where environmental advocates and the Bad River Band are challenging state permits for the project. Farmers' advocates warn that denying the permits could cut off a vital propane supply for rural communities. Opponents say the pipeline threatens waterways, wetlands, and tribal lands. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
Environmental groups and the Bad River Tribe are challenging permits the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources issued to Enbridge in November for rerouting the pipeline. Nate Zimdars with Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation emphasizes what's at stake for farmers who depend on propane, a byproduct from Line 5.
Oftentimes, our farmers are forgotten about in conversations like this. Just think about the food that's getting put on your table. It's got to come from somewhere. It comes from our farmers who are working really hard during this time of year and are dependent on that energy.
He emphasizes farmers are already experiencing the strains of the federal government shutdown and difficult economic conditions. Opponents of the pipeline are just as determined, saying rerouting Line 5 would be detrimental to the environment, increasing water contamination and threatening cultural resources. Without permit approval, the line would have to shut down, and Zimdars says there are currently no viable alternatives. While much of the opposition has focused on the environmental impacts, Zimdars believes the DNR has conducted thorough studies to mitigate these concerns. The project would affect about 200 waterways and more than 100 acres of wetlands. An administrative law judge is expected to issue a final decision in the case. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Congressman Adam Smith, a member of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing Washington's 9th District, is on the air with us for the hour, taking your calls at a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Susan in Caldwell, Idaho, you are on the air with Congressman Smith.
Thank you. Hello, Congressman. I'm just curious. We will have our election in 2026, but how do you propose that we get the contrary message through our oligarchic media monopolies? And I'm not just talking print, I'm talking the digital and all those algorithm controls. How do you propose to break through? I live in Idaho. I'm in a red bubble, let me tell you. Thank you for in advance.
Yeah, no, I think there's all kinds of challenges that we as Democrats have coming in there. And I think the caller before we broke was really important. I think we're doing a decent job of explaining all the terrible stuff that Trump is doing. But what we need is we need to have a message for what we want to do. And what is the central narrative of being a Democrat? Well, the reason I'm a Democrat is I believe in opportunity and equality for all. And I think that's what progressive politics is supposed to be about. And we have massive concentration of wealth right now, lack of opportunity, and nowhere near the equality that we should have. And we should be very clear on that message, that that's what we want, is we want to focus on working people, on giving them a fairer share of the pie. Now, the second big challenge is the media environment has changed dramatically. When I first started working on campaigns, gosh, over 40 years ago now, you know, it was a very simple media landscape. Now you've got social media, you've got podcasts, you've got thousands of different messaging opportunities. And yes, you correctly describe some of the challenges, but also there's opportunities there. I mean, you can do your own YouTube. You can do your own TikTok for that matter. So take advantage of those mediums and get the message out there consistently. And I think we are beginning to do that. I mean, obviously, Tom has a great show. But you have a lot of other podcasts, a lot of other social media, a lot of other messaging opportunities. So I think we can take advantage of that. And one thing I've noticed with them, we can't give in to despair. There's nothing magical about what Trump is doing. We can defeat that. We can present an alternative message. There's nothing holding us down right now that we can't overcome. And I think if we get into that mindset that, oh, my gosh, what are you going to do? Look, the guy's only won one election with a plurality, and he's never gotten 50% of the vote. We have an opportunity here. We need to take advantage of the messaging opportunities where we have them and spread that message. But there are all kinds of options. We just need to be out there, and it needs to be a 24/7, 365 fight. You got to be everywhere. You can't just be on, you know, like in the good old days, go on Walter Cronkite, good old days 60 years ago. No, you've got to be everywhere driving the message. And I think we're beginning to see some of that organization. We need to build on that.
I miss Walter. Michael in Houston, Texas, you're on the air with Congressman Adam Smith.
Thank you. Thank you, John, for taking my call. Congressman Smith, it is very encouraging to hear people, politicians such as you. It does give a hope when we hear things. But I have a question for you. Now, when we out here, all we hear for years now is how the Republican has purged votes. I've seen it here in Houston. But my question to you all, the Democrats, that we need to hear, because it at some point it does get discouraging. What have y'all done to stop them? That's what we want to hear. We hear it all the time about the votes being purged, but we never hear about what is being done to stop them.
Yeah, well, we have fought it. We have fought it everywhere that it's being done. Now, I mean, in places like Texas and Florida, it's difficult. We shine a public light on it. I'll tell you what we've done in states that we control. I'm in Washington State. We have all mail-in voting. You know, we have allowed everyone to vote by mail-in ballot. Oregon has done the same thing. You have seen a dramatic expansion across the country, frankly, even in red states, of people being able to vote by mail. Now, there are efforts to restrict that, but we fought back and won some of those fights. The other thing that we're doing is even in those states where we don't directly control the electorate, as they purge the rolls, we have various different organizations that go back in and try and reach out to the people who have been purged to get them back on the rolls. We do voter registration drives. I'm not in love with everything that Ken Martin is doing as the DNC chair. But I think his 50-state strategy that we have to be everywhere with both our message and our political organization is the right one. I think we've moved away from that to some degree and concentrated too much in the swing states. Now, we got to be everywhere. We got to be everywhere getting people back on the roll. So I think there is an effort going on. I will agree with you. It needs to be a lot more, and it needs to be more consistent and more driven to get people back on the rolls and to block these efforts to purge them.
CJ in Shreveport, Louisiana, you're on the air with Congressman Smith.
Hey, I was wondering what you think of this that y'all may have been able to do back on January 6th to have stopped a lot of this. Election denialism, of course, would not have been a good thing. But you could have disqualified his electors or challenged his electors based on eligibility denialism, because under the Constitution, he's not eligible to be president. And I'm not talking about the 14th Amendment. I'm talking about
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah. CJ, thanks.
And we did challenge that, and the courts ruled against us. I forget the states. I think it was in Colorado, one other state.
Maine was the other one, I think, yeah.
Yeah, well, they raised that argument, and they said, because he's an insurrectionist, he's not eligible to be on the ballot, and we lost that in court. Now, look, I mean, the post-January 6th thing is a great tragedy that the Republican Party didn't stand up to Trump in that moment when they had a chance and push back. What's done is done. We got to fight the fight that's in front of us.
William in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Smith.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a question for Congressman Smith. You actually represent me, and I've reached out to your office several times. I've received emails, pretty canned responses, to be honest. But my question I keep continuing to want to ask is, what specific action are you taking to end U.S. funding of the genocide, mass starvation in Gaza right now? Like, what action are you taking to actually stop that?
Got it, William. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I said this in a town hall meeting a couple of days ago. I think we should restrict arms sales to Israel right now until they stop the war in Gaza, number one. Number two, rush humanitarian assistance to Gaza. And number three, support an alternative to Hamas as a governing coalition. This is one of the things that Prime Minister Netanyahu has done that has been most problematic. Yes, Hamas is awful, horrible, terrible, and I believe that. And I think Israel has a legitimate concern about what Hamas represents and what they're trying to do. But what Netanyahu has done is he's made it so that there's no alternative to Hamas. He has undermined the Palestinian Authority and every other possible alternative to Hamas. That has to change. That is the way to stop Hamas. More military operations in Gaza are not going to do it. They're just going to extend the civilian misery. So I'm working on a bill right now, which hopefully, well, if we ever get back into session, if Mike Johnson lets us back in, I will introduce, that would say no more arms sales to Israel until they meet those criteria. Final criteria is no annexation of any part of what is Palestinian territory right now. Gaza, certainly, but also the West Bank. So I put out a statement a couple of months ago to that effect. I've said this publicly in a number of different areas. I think the war in Gaza should stop right now, and I think until it does, we ought to restrict arms sales to Israel. And look, I'm going to be honest with you. I support the right of Israel to exist. I support Israel. I recognize the threats they face. But the way they are conducting the war in Gaza right now is something that simply cannot be supported.
Minute and a half to the next break here. Scott in Dayton, Ohio. You're on the air with Congressman Smith.
Good morning, and thank you both for speaking truth to power in your service to America. I just want to throw out a couple quick comments about the upcoming elections and all elections. We need to do two things on the Democratic side. A, we need to teach voters how to go and check their registration to make sure they have not been bumped off the rolls. And B, we need to encourage everybody who can to vote early to take away the shenanigans of bomb threats of the right-wing poll watchers and any way they can cheat on election day. I know it's hard for some people of lesser means to get out there, but we need to educate voters on how they can make this happen.
Thank
we
you,
can
Scott.
Beat them in the future.
No, I completely agree. And I think this is what the DNC needs to be doing. You know, a lot of people talk about, well, how come the DNC doesn't have, you know, what their message is terrible. They're not doing this, they're not doing that. Look, it's not the DNC's job, really to drive all of that. Elected officials and candidates have to drive that. But what the DNC can do is what that caller just talked about. They can organize district by district, county by county, all across the country, and make sure that voters' rights are protected and that they have the ability to vote and to fight back against these voter suppression efforts that the right wing is focused on. So I think we really need to organize around those principles to make sure we get our vote out.
There you go. 45 minutes past the hour. Congressman Adam Smith is on the line with us, taking your calls for the hour. Hang on just a second here. I just lost my page. AdamSmith.house.gov is both his website and his Blue Sky handle. Check it out. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Smith.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Congressman Adam Smith, a member of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour, a National Progressive Town Hall meeting right here. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
The John and Gordy Show.
And this is the War Ravaged Portland. And let me just read the letter.
My dearest Suzanne, we are a city under siege. The Antifa forces have our city surrounded. If all is lost, you'll find me at Whole Foods drinking kombucha. Forever yours, my darling.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Hey, it's Dan Haney. Join me weekday mornings between 6 and 9 as 540 WAUK presents All News All Morning. We start the day with everything you need to feel informed. Stuart J. Waddles has Milwaukee and local news three times an hour, followed by Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk, CBS News, Mike Clemens in sports, traffic and weather, money and market updates. Start your morning drive with All News All Morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that can lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, native, path, P-A-T-H, .com/HARTMANN. GetNativePath.com/Hartman to get the special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and that top five collagen warnings. GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Welcome back. Congressman Adam Smith with us, taking your calls. Cynthia in Ann Arbor, Michigan. You're on the air with Congressman Smith.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I'm calling about Governor Pritzker and what's going on in Chicago. I think we all know about the crimes and civil violations that are going on there. I want to state one thing, and then I want to ask a question. The Border Patrol is over there. Border Patrol is not supposed to be more than 100 miles from a border. Now, they called, they were saying, well, Lake Michigan's right there. Lake Michigan's the only one of the five Great Lakes that is completely encircled by U.S. property. There is no Canadian property, so I don't understand where they're coming from on that. But what can we do to support our governors against the Trump invasion? Is there something the Governors Association can do? And what if this continues? What if the blue feeder states do a soft succession?
Yeah, two things. One, yeah, we can keep suing, which has been effective. You've got the lawsuit that was effective in Portland, which said, no, there is no emergency. And thank, you know, bless that Trump-appointed judge. Just because there's an emergency clause doesn't mean the president gets to, oh, there was a spilled cup of coffee. There's an emergency. No, you can't just declare an emergency without the facts to back it up. And we've gotten two good court rulings. So keep suing and also keep messaging. The American people do not want an authoritarian government. They don't. And they don't want U.S. troops enforcing, doing domestic law enforcement. So I think if we keep messaging about how extreme this is and go after the legal aspects of it, I think that helps. The other thing, my opinion, you know, crime is a problem. Crime is a challenge. I don't think Democrats should say, oh, the crime's down. It's nothing to worry about. And that's not the experience of most people. But the way I summed up the reaction to this, crime is a problem. Fascism isn't the answer. The answer is more police and stronger communities. And that's what we ought to advocate for. not using federal troops, whether they're Border Patrol agents or ICE agents or National Guard or active duty. That is an authoritarian approach that no American, right, left, or center, should want to see their rights taken away by the abuse of federal power in that manner.
Amen. Ed, in Belfair, Washington, you are on the air with Congressman Smith.
Thank you for taking my call, Tom. Representative Smith, I was wondering about the subsidies, which I call welfare for the farmers. How is that money going to be distributed from the tariffs? Is it going to go to the small farmer, the 100, 500-acre, 1,000-acre farmer, or is it going to go to the $10,000, $50,000, $100,000-acre farmer? Because I'm making a cross-country trip across from Minnesota back to home base in Washington, and there's farmers going bankrupt right now, the small ones are. I see the big money going to the big farmers, and then they turn around and put that money back into super PACs for the Republican Party, and that's wrong.
Thank you.
A couple things about that. Number one, farmers don't want a bailout. They want to stop this ridiculous tariff policy and this ridiculous immigration policy that is forcing them into bankruptcy. Trump has created this problem through the tariffs and through the immigration policy that he is implementing. So they don't want a bailout. They want to be able to work and earn a living, which they ought to be able to do. So we ought to change those policies. Second, on the money that Trump is envisioning, it's not legal for Trump to take that tariff money and pass it out to farmers based on his personal whim. Congress has the ability to appropriate that money. So we don't know what Trump is planning on doing. He should not have the authority to do that. I do not trust for one second that he would do it intelligently, but he shouldn't even have the authority to do it in the first place. And again, I'll end where I started. Get rid of the tariffs, get rid of the immigration policy so that farmers can actually earn a living the way they want to earn a living. So I think those are the messages that we should hammer home on that. But yeah, you're right to be worried. If this winds up being just Trump taking this tariff money and passing it out where he wants to pass it out, I think we all know what his priorities are going to be, and they are not going to be the priorities that help the working people of this country.
Just a minute and a half to the end of this hour. Jackie in Havre de Grace, Maryland, you are on the air with Congressman Smith.
Pretty good. Thank you. I'm a first-time caller. Thank you for taking my call. Just two quick things. One is I haven't heard anybody talk about us doing our own project document, like a Project 2029, Reclaiming Our Democracy, and really pulling in the people to help craft this document along with the experts in the field. So, for example, the leaders of
Let's get Congressman Smith's response.
Actually, people are doing that. I forget who it was, but there's specifically someone who is putting together a 2029 project. And that 2029 project ought to be a return to our progressive roots. You know, when you look at how we've changed this country to combat inequality, we've really done it very effectively three times. At the turn of the 20th century, when we put in the income tax, we got rid we did antitrust, the Fair Labor Standards Act, end of child labor, 1930s New Deal, of course, but then the Great Society in the 1960s, Medicare, Medicaid, the Voting Rights Act. There was a public housing bill in there as well. Basic progressive efforts to reform and regulate capitalism in our system has worked. We don't need a revolution. You know, we don't need some, forgive me, communist socialist utopia. We need to use basic progressive principles that we've used in this country repeatedly to get greater equality for the American people. That's the message we need to do, and that's what a Project 2029 thing ought to say. That's what we're going to do. We're going to stand up for the working class in this country, and we're going to combat inequality and concentrated power.
Amen. Congressman, it's great having you with us for the hours. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and keep up the great work.
You as well. Terrific program. Really love what you do. So thanks for giving me a chance to join you today.
Thank you, Congressman.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box, the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com, N-O-K-B-O-X.com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.